still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thank you very much. There's some concert psyching rock for Friday. U-Fest is here. We had Offspring, Motionless and White before that one. All good stuff. All good stuff. Happening Friday night out there at the Talking Stick. Not the casino, but the pavilion out there in the West Valley. Man, oh man, what a show. What a party. That's how we look at these things. Parties. Musical experiences. Fun. Get a couple pops under our belt. Doug Hopkins hands $5,000 out. Get to see a bunch of great bands. I'm super excited about Chevelle. I've never seen Motionless and White. I hear great things. Offspring is what they are. They just come out there and they knock you stiff with 10 or 15 songs. You can't help but sing and dance along. And then the next thing you know, you walk out smiling. Isn't that the whole goal? I think so. I think so. What the? I was talking about my nephew, Ambrose J's finger diddles.
crashed a plane in Mexico.
They hauled out his body, made him a pinata. It's what they do down there.
You gotta be careful all that stuff.
My other uncle, Ambrose J. Finger Diddle Singer.
Yeah, he was down there in Brazil.
They filled his body with cocaine, made him a cocaine mule. My whole family's got stored. Just now coming out.
All of them happen to be racist.
One of my aunts took her 3 kids over there to Russia. They made them those Russian dolls. They stuffed one inside the other.
Ambrose J's penny whistle.
Junior.
I heard he wasn't that big, so he's more of an appetizer.
Cannibalized. For you, yeah.
He'd be an appetizer. Full meal for everybody else.
Nappy-pappy.
You go better with a little buff sauce.
Yeah, anyway, racist.
Get out of here, weird old man. But before we get to the Bray report, says I got an email. It says, "Dear John, I know how you always talk about how friendly Brady is, and I always thought it was an exaggeration, but it is totally misspelled true. But it's more than that. He's a truly sweet, kind man. I met him at the zoo on Saturday, and we had the best zoo time ever. And it's all because Brady's a kind man. He acted like we're old friends. It was wonderful. That said, is he most likely to be killed by a serial killer? Absolutely. He's going to help somebody load a couch into a scary van. No doubt about it. But you know what's different about Brady than the rest of us? The serial killer's probably going to feel guilty about killing him. I also met Kirby. She's the nicest little Bigfoot in the world. I learned she's got a tennis match tomorrow. That's today or whenever, Sunday maybe. Or maybe tomorrow, Tuesday.
Tomorrow.
Please tell her to kick ass. And thanks again to all of our little best buddy in the world, Wildlife World Zoo for an experience of a lifetime. Sincerely, Meg. So Meg had a nice time. She's worried about you being duped by serial killers. But
appreciate that, Meg.
We're all worried about that, Brady. But it's just day to day, everybody. You've never heard an entire city go, aww, but you will if you have the news of local radio disc jockey Brady Bogan was killed by a serial killer. Aww. It's like that moment when Bambi gets killed in the beginning.
Or and
the mother, the Bambi mother. And then, yeah, they got eaten. It was a cannibal. Full meal, family style.
I've gone family style on abroad before.
Anyway, so nicely done, Brady. You gave a woman.
It was a fun day.
The zoo experience of a lifetime. I'm not sure what that means, but damn it all, she had.
She had got to do the sea lion encounter and yeah. got to see Seeky, the baby rhino.
Pretty cool. I want to see a baby rhino. I don't want to see one of them big rhinos up close.
Well, Mama was with Seeky. Three-ton Mama.
Keeping my distance.
I think some 3,000 pound.
I am of the belief that the majority of the time they're just zoo rhinos. Till the day they remember they're rhinos. And I don't want to be there that day. Siegfried and Roy trusted their tigers. Till they decided to remind themselves, you know, we're tigers, right? Tired of this twink yelling at me. And they took his head off. Sometimes the animal remembers, oh yeah, my nature. I'm not standing next to a rhino's baby. I'll keep my distance. You better have a wall between me and that. Some people are a little braver. Oh, there is a wall? Oh, okay. So you can actually go in there.
It's an open gate, you know, right on. You can reach, you know, there's 2 foot gaps. You got to be careful.
Not going in there.
Mama's horn can.
Yeah, there's the words.
There's a lot of power.
Horns and 3 tons. You put a horn on the front end of a pickup truck and leave it running, I'm not going to stand in front of it. I'm not an idiot.
They like to be scratched behind the ears.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, again, seeing the serial killer's van. You're too trusting, even of rhinos. You got to get Brady's news out there. It's brought to you by Hooters. If you got a case of the Mondays, you can head to Hooters for happy hour. Only Hooters is going to have Hooters stuff. And that makes tons of sense at their happy hour. So there you go. You got the Hooters girls. They don't wander off to other restaurants and start serving. You can only get them at Hooters. 3 to 6 o'clock. Hey, take care of happy hour, and you'll be happier at the end. Brady, please report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Big day today.
Oh, yeah?
It's Earth Day. It's Passover. Yeah. And National Jelly Bean Day.
Hey, something for everybody.
Like Chad Tracy jelly beans?
It's Jelly Bean Day. You're going to see the happy. You've never seen mentally challenged people happier than today. I filled our swimming pool with jelly beans. And Passover's the one, the most violent holiday of all time, which is
with the blood of the.
They swoop down and kill the firstborn of every. They slaughter all the kids. It's a kid killing holiday. And if you were fortunate enough to slice up a lamb and rub some blood on your door, you got skipped.
Is it always on Earth Day? I mean, I know Passover.
I don't know.
First.
I think it moves. I think it moves with Easter.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is. You read about Passover.
What a combo.
Beautiful about that day.
Well, Josh, you said from one Jew to another, happy Passover to you.
So. Happy Passover to you, too. I'm glad our folks had that lamb to kill so that God didn't come by and slice us all up. Had to kill all the firstborn, right? Because they was worried about the Jesus, and the king went by. Instead of just killing the king, he did the blood trick. It's a crazy story.
Refresh my memory.
Let's see.
Why were you able to skip it if you put the lamb blood on your
door? It was payback, I thought.
Well, there was a lot of payback, but it was payback.
The king had ordered the killing of the first of all the Hebrew families, I believe.
Right.
The king said, well, I'm not taking chances.
That would eventually get the Jesus.
Yeah. He was trying to get the Jesus.
Because he said he was king. He was God.
Yeah.
He thought he was the king, like he was the leader of all men.
But the Passover.
It threatened him to have the Jesus.
I just remember that heavy fog on and
the
Ten Commandments.
Stuff, right? Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. The heavy fog.
I remember too, bro. I remember that.
Some houses wailing, the others, he was passing over because it had.
That's right. You passed over because they had the blood on the door. Still doesn't make a lot of sense, but. Yeah. A lot of blood.
If I hacked up a lamb, you'd jump by my door.
Yeah, and then you put it on the door, and there's like, not that one.
Because you're afraid
that,
of lamb blood?
And it got Ramsey's son.
Yeah, you'd think that God would have known which ones to skip. He didn't need, like, the signs.
And the Passover was the one that convinced him, all right, let my people go.
Right.
So he let them go.
And then just blood. It is like Saw is less violent than Passover. But happy Passover, everybody. It's a beautiful day. What do you eat? We have probably something delicious to eat tonight.
I'm going to have a little bite of my uncle, Ambrose J. Pennyweather.
A couple of basis fun facts. We should fear Bambi more than Jaws because deer are much more deadly to Americans each year than sharks, alligators, bears, venomous snakes combined.
Bouncing around on the roads.
There were 2 deaths in the U.S. by shark attack in 2023. Each year, deer account for around 59,000 human injuries, 440 deaths.
That's crazy. They show up out of nowhere.
I was going to say, you ever see what they do to a car? You'll know why.
Well, and yeah, but like the swerving and hitting other cars. So I was driving to Sholo once, and it was dusk just outside of Payson. And not a big elk either, just went boink, just out of nowhere. Just in the middle of the road. I'm like, Jesus, he came out of nowhere.
That's like three times as big as a deer.
And people slam their brakes on. You're supposed to just blow through them, which I don't know how you do.
I don't either, because spindly legs put it right through your windshield.
Throw them in the air. It's nuts.
The longest border between any two countries is the border between the United States and Canada. 5,525 miles, which is about 1,300 miles longer than any other border. Number two is Russia-Kazakhstan border.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Converse All-Stars are technically basketball shoes, but no one's worn them in the NBA since a player from the Atlanta Hawks, Tree Rollins.
Tree was the last one. Yeah, because they're just planks and canvas. There's nothing about them.
As a run barefoot.
They hurt so bad.
Last one's Meatloaf's album, Bad Out of Hell. Came out in 1977. Still sells 200,000 copies a year.
Well, there are 200,000 idiots in this world if you have to rebuy it.
They have to rebuy it because there's no way they actually, I don't know, there's no way they actually just now are getting
it.
If somebody's talking you into the new Meatloaf love, like, you stop being friends with that guy.
Immediately.
Yeah.
A poll asked people if they've ever actually had their parents follow through with washing their mouth out with soap. 12% said yes.
I know.
Kids, I had it happen to me.
Yeah, I've been in kids' house when they said something, they had to have a bar of soap in their mouth. It's weird. It was a slumber party, and the kid, we were messing around, and the kid said a cuss. Come on. Dad popped a thing of soap in his mouth, and he just sat there for a little while with soap in his mouth. We all were real quiet. It's real.
There's a big new survey out on acceptable and unacceptable behaviors at restaurants. Some of the results might be surprising. Asking for a to-go container to take leftovers home. 93% say it's acceptable.
Why wouldn't it be?
3% say it's unacceptable. It didn't say why.
To bag up what you didn't eat?
Huh.
Doggy bags were always a thing.
Yeah.
Sending back a dish that wasn't made as specified.
I'm not a big one for sending them back.
Dicey. No.
84% say it's acceptable.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Nope. 7% say it's not.
I don't think it's not acceptable, but you're taking your chances. Yeah. Depends on where you're eating, but.
Taking photos of their food.
I don't understand it.
75% say it's acceptable. That might be dropping over the
last
couple
years. Acceptable, but it's still stupid.
Asking to be seated before their entire party arrives. 69% say it's acceptable.
I don't know why.
Why isn't it?
But there's a lot of places that won't do it.
There's a lot of people
that bothers me.
Asking for a table near a power outlet to charge their devices.
I haven't heard of that one.
I haven't either.
51% say it's acceptable.
Just bothering the staff in general is unacceptable with your precious needs.
Flirting with the staff.
Acceptable.
23% say it's acceptable.
Depends on what you look
57
like.
57% say it's not.
It depends on what you look like. And also, the 57% say it's not because they're tired of their husbands doing it.
20% aren't sure.
Yeah. It's acceptable to flirt with the staff if you're good looking and ready to mingle and the waitress is fun. Although, the rule, never f*** the help pops into mind. Brett will tell you, waiters and bartenders, and they're designed to make you feel like you are the one in their lives. They are coming on to you because you are. So flirting with them is sort of a dumb man's way of announcing you can't read the room.
Snapping their fingers to get their waiter's attention.
Don't.
11% acceptable.
Don't.
Still remember Chuck.
Hey, over here. The guy's waiting on another
Chuck
table.
Chuck caused a breakdown with a kid.
Yeah.
What?
We went to lunch with our old boss, Chuck Artigue, at the Olive Garden. And we were
mistaken.
Okay, first off, here's the thing. Yeah, Nick, the world's worst waiter. And he was struggling with the idea that Olive Garden's terrible plan of all-you-can-eat soup and breadsticks for lunch was being taken full advantage of by just about everybody in the Chandler and Tempe area at the time. So we get a table for like six, and Chuck wants soup bowl two. Hey, Nick! Nick's already running ragged. Like, you can see it. Like, there's just cauldrons of army-sized cauldrons of soup in the back. They're spitting in it and ladling it out. I wanted was the breadsticks.
And that party of 16 next to us.
Nick, and then they had that going. And Nick was not doing well. Nick comes to the table just covered in sweat. Come on. All you can eat. I'm going to be here for my second bowl for dinner. That's not the same thing. And off goes Nick, and he never comes back. And the place is in full, like the party of 16 behind us is gone. There's like seven of us. We're embarrassed because Chuck won't stop yelling at the guy. He's gone. Where in the hell is the boy? Turns out Nick went in the back and goes, I don't need it. And he left.
Gone. We had three waiters after that.
And everybody's like, you guys, stop. You got to stop. Well, I want my goddamn soup. Everybody wants soup, sir. Calm down. And Nick took off.
Yep.
He was, however, in Chuck's
defense. You have a dough for the breadsticks?
Chuck's defense. He was the worst waiter I've ever seen. Like, he did not handle adversity at all. He couldn't come to the table and go, guys, I am swamped. Give me 2 minutes to just kind of take a breath and get back on my feet. Hurry up, Nick. And then Chuck took his, literally, I've never seen it in public before, his fork and his knife, and started to pound it on the table. We want soup. I'm not kidding.
He was laughing.
Oh, he was dying, but he was doing it on purpose. And Nick,
once he got a reaction from us, he played it up, but he was, when he started it at first, he was serious.
Yeah, we knew right then and there, don't order another thing. Do not order anything else. Nick is going to take a in our soup.
The last two, debating menu prices with the staff.
They don't
set the prices.
Brady, stop it. Brady, stop doing that.
You know, I can get this next door for
this
$5.
This looks an awful lot like a six if you squint. So,
what are you going to do for me here?
Tang, call us and tell us all about how annoying that is.
Allowing their children to roam freely. 5% say it's acceptable.
No.
That is not acceptable. That should be 0%.
90% say it's not. 5 aren't sure.
5 just don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Never let your kids roam free. I'm surprised one that says trying to pay with something other than money. Brady.
The saying they won't pay for a dish they didn't like, but they ate it anyway.
No, that was a big one.
4% say it's acceptable.
Tony Roma's, we used to have like a prorated thing. I'd look at it and go, you ate most of it. Well, it wasn't good. Yeah, but you ate most of it. So, I mean, if everybody in this restaurant ate everything and said they didn't like it, we'd go out of business. So. You can't order it, eat it, and then tell me you didn't like it. Just don't come back.
A new report on firearms trafficking from the ATF. They just released it earlier this month. Found out that 3.7% of guns from 2017 to 2021 were trafficked using Tinder, WhatsApp.
Nice. You can traffic weapons through those? I didn't know that.
Looking for Glock.
How about that? Live.
Yeah. 1.6% were sold by licensed gun dealers. Only less than 2%.
That's pretty amazing.
They call the biggest one was 40% of weapons trafficked to violent criminals, according to the report, come from straw purchases.
Hmm.
They define a straw purchase as buying a firearm from someone who is prohibited by law for possessing one.
I would have never known that. I don't dabble in the world of Tinder or gun trade. I'm blind to the whole thing.
in Pensacola, Florida. This couple is facing a felony charge after attempting to claim a $1 million lottery prize. Kira Ender and her boyfriend, Dakota Jones, they were arrested trying to, they altered a ticket, a $50 ticket that would win $1 million. They did a terrible job at
there's a barcode.
Grafting the ticket and putting the
numbers
on.
You don't even need to scratch it. All you have to do is hold, like your phone, you can download a thing from the Arizona Lottery and it'll read the ticket before you scratch it to know if it won. If you can alter that, you're a champ.
The guy says, if you're going to try to claim a $1 million prize, you got to do a little bit better on this. Yeah.
By the way, if your name's Dakota Jones, I'm sorry you were born 140 years too late. You should have been robbing banks in the history books. I'm Dakota Jones.
Then in Mount Morris Township, Michigan, a grandmother was arrested on Thursday, this past Thursday, helped her granddaughter beat up another student at the elementary school. Grandmother had the granddaughter grab the girl, and they took her to the bathroom. Grandma held the girl.
Yeah.
While the granddaughter was...
Hold her legs open. I'm going to shove my cane right up her... Pick on my granddaughter. Take the pills. Take the pills. You're going to be funny for a week.
Then she gave me, like, loads of Centrum Silver and Metamucil, and she made me eat it. That's it, honey. Gut punches. Taking all night. Terror. It's terrible.
Got to keep you loose. Take some fiber, boy.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is. A lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
My grandma would have helped me fight.
Do you think?
Shirley would have helped me fight.
That's awesome.
She would have held him down.
I don't like that, actually.
Shirley would have been, she would have been in the mix.
Held his arms back.
She wasn't tough, but she'd have tried to, she probably would have tried to talk us out of it. But she'd have taken a kid down.
I remember we had a fight in fifth grade. John Royer was chasing down a guy named John Athens, and his mom gets out of the car. She tries to separate them.
Yeah.
But they're too fast.
Can't do it. I watched a mom, I don't know who it was, at Rhodes Junior High get out of the car and just three times slap a kid. Left, right, left. Right in the face.
Fight's over.
They weren't in a fight.
Oh.
Kid told her in the car, it's the kid that's been picking on me. Went over, said something. Kid said something stupid. And two mom arms just went flailing. Bump, bump, bump.
You do it again.
Yeah, that kid was just screaming. Walked back to her car. That was the good old days of the 80s when a mom could get out of a car and whack a strange kid a couple of times. Everybody's like, you probably deserved it. Nobody got, I don't remember that being on the news. Like today, it would be she'd have a mug shot. There'd be on the news like for hours. She got out of the car, right there. Remember on the old bicycle pickup by the buses? His name was Jesse.
Front of everybody?
Oh, it's like a last name started with a Q. Took three shots. He was a prick, too. Like, I think everybody was happy about it. One of those short little toadies. I remember he had his shirt, his coat tied around his waist. He was getting his bike out of the bike rack. She called him over. I don't know what they said, but...
Triple.
Yep. And got right back in her car and left.
It's like a European greeting.
Yeah. I mean, it was stiff arms, too. It wasn't like quality form. Boom, boom, boom.
So something was said to her?
She walked up to him, said something, bop, bop, bop. We were on the bus. So the buses and the bike thing were about the same spot. She came wandering over from where the cars parked. Like, you couldn't park by the bus. She came over and walked right over. Jesse was in the bike rack, and we're sitting there looking out the window. Put him down. We don't know what was said.
Back in the good old days.
That was in the good old days. And that kid deserved every bit of it. And I remember the car she got in was an Oldsmobile 88. It was brown. The kid, I remember her. I remember who she was defending. I just remember the kid she hit. Great move.
John Athens got into his giant black Cadillac. He's like the Greek Aristotle Onassis.
Well, he was Greek.
Mom comes out with a dark glass, look like Jackie O. Just takes John Royer by the back of the neck. His fight's over.
Pick him up and move him.
I got a couple of quick birdie videos.
All right, go.
First one is the biggest kayak jump of the year.
Oh, intentional?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of in slow-mo. Pretty cool. They get some air.
It's glitching. Hang on. We'll get there.
I didn't know they jumped kayaks.
Well, it's inflatable kayak.
I think it's intentional. Well, maybe it's intentional.
Or is it like a competition? Who can jump it the furthest?
There's three or four guys in it. Yeah, and they're going down the slope and hitting the ramp.
Oh, okay. Like, so you're supposed to jump.
Not like Flugtag.
Yeah.
Massive kayak jump. It's on purpose.
Yeah, because they got their helmet
cannon. And this is in the snow. Right?
Yeah.
It's more of a sled. Heading down the hill, the sled.
There's the hill, now the ramp.
Three dudes in it. Yep, it's not good. It's turning over. All of them are out.
Helmet cams are getting it. That guy goes totally buried.
That guy's just on his head.
He landed in the powder.
That was fun.
Last one's a girls' softball game. And I don't think it's pitcher's hand here. Wrong play by the catcher.
Oh, she threw
it. You go to bunt, you check third, go to first.
Bunt, catcher gets it, chucks it right back at the pitcher who wasn't waiting.
Right? Face.
Crushes the beautiful blonde. The only one on the field is down. The only one worth watching just took one in the schnoz.
Pitcher supposed to get
out. Now this catcher just squares her up, too, right in the face.
That's what she gets for being the pretty one on the team. That bull catcher got it.
Bitch. She probably told the batter, bunt, I'm going to kill her. I want to see it again.
I think she was trying to go to second.
No, she wasn't. It's a bad throw if she was.
Yeah. And look how slow she walked out there, too. Like, yeah.
That'll happen when you get that beautiful face in the way. Move, precious. Listen to the noise when it hits her face.
Listen to Beth Moen's description.
I know, it's great. Face noise coming up. Bunt. Face.
Oh, and the throwdown hit Elish.
Elish.
Elish. Elish, no longer the prettiest girl in the team. She's going to need reconstructive surgery. But we'll never say the game is bad or poorly played, because that would be against ladies. They're all Dutch. All lesbian announcers are Dutch. Welcome to ESPN's coverage of Lady Softball.
Her Faja.
I miss my Faja. Yeah, if the pretty girl took it. You could tell, too. Like, the only one that looked good on the field was the pitcher. All the rest of the cows came running.
I think I can get away with it on this one.
Don't you hate that she's straight?
Yes, we should do something about it.
Smash her in her beautiful face, maybe, with the ball.
I got you, boo.
Like, I'll bunt, and then you smash her in the face.
And that's what happens
when
you have a gay league, is that relationships start happening, and there's some bitterness. Maybe the catcher and the pitcher used to mount each other, and now they broke up, and this is her way of getting her back.
All right, that's it. Load her up in the Outback. We got to go. We'll take her to the hospital.
You think their ambulance is an Outback as well?
Oh, yeah. Ambulances, hearses, you know, whatever.
Subaru. Once you're a lesbian, that's the only form of travel.
That was emergency. That's what came out to haul her off.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. What's wrong with you? Spin in your chair for a second. Rewind that. From there on, they only ride now. I like
absolutely.
That. That's a good point. All right, what do you got, Brett?
I'm light today, so we'll Let's start off with this one here.
Here we go. Good luck. Oh, it's a truck.
I got hit on a motorcycle and jumped up on the cab.
He's got a motorcycle dragging under a semi, and then he leapt off of the motorcycle onto the side of the truck, and he's okay.
And truck's still not stopping.
And the truck just refuses to stop. He's going to haul this guy all the way down the road.
Apparently they're trying to stop this guy. He's like, nah, I got a delivery to make, pal.
Yeah, he's on a deadline.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
What is going on there?
That's
I have a feeling that's a meme about a transgender swim team.
Here's a scorpion.
Okay. A guy doing a backflip on a rocky beach.
Oh, that's a bad start already.
He's a little low. Here's a soccer ball coming.
Bicycle kick
a soccer ball. He misses the ball completely. And now he's got his arms up to try to break this ball, but it's a bad start. Face into the ground. It's more face into the earth than the scorpion.
And that's all river rock.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
I think that's good.
That's not sand.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that's Nice, France.
You think?
Oh, good.
The beaches are just like that, and that's a soccer hooligan.
And then we'll just end it here. When you're riding your motorcycle, you got to kind of look where you're going.
Okay.
You buy.
There's a little ramp there. Guy coming up on a ramp. One guy coming up one side of the ramp and another guy going up the other side. They didn't see each other. That doesn't matter if there's a helmet or not. Your head has to stay attached for the helmet to matter. The second dude is, that is a loss. There's a clear-cut winner in that one.
Yeah, so we'll end with that one.
Clear-cut victor in
hot dogging
motorcycles facing the super collider of Kawasaki's. Wow. Show me that softball player again.
That's you.
I want to see that again. I want to hear her face get hit by that ball. Yeah,
What's her name? We want to see what she looks like.
Coach is coming out.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. What is Ellis?
Ellis.
Who's playing? Texas and Alabama. So that's Texas.
Oh, and the throwdown hit Ellis.
Ellis.
I don't know why we can't make fun of this.
Boom. Oh, man.
The throwdown hit Ellis.
And by the way, that bull catching has a rocket for an arm.
All right, I found her.
That is a whip. Oh, let it go.
Oh, sorry.
All right, here's Ellis.
Down hit Ellis.
And her precious angel Barbie frozen face.
All right, Brett's got the
Texas
before and after.
Here she. Oh, we have an after.
I got a before. I don't know if I got an after.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very pretty.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
They took care of that. Oh, yeah. Look at that one on the left, bottom left. It says Texas softball star hit in the face. Precious, beautiful face. Softball ruined in Texas. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, the elephant man, Ellis.
I wonder what the catcher looks like, though.
Let me see if I can...
The one that flung that pitch back at her.
I think she's going to look strikingly similar to Gary Carter.
Oh, and the throwdown hit Ellis.
What is that?
It is Ellis.
Yeah. It's Ellis or Ellish?
It's Ellis.
There's an H on it. Well, we don't know because Beth Owen can't get that right.
She adds an H to everything.
Everything very super. Oh, yikes.
Oh, I love it.
She's going to have to take a sheet.
They fixed her jersey.
You guys thought I was lying.
No, Beth was calling the game.
There's the ambulance service. Subaru ambulance service. Anyway, there you go. That's your Brady report. Yuck.
Poor Ellis. Get her some flowers in the hospital.
Yuck. It's so pukey. I'm not making fun of her because she's a woman, and that's the thing everybody thinks. You just don't. The dude for the Diamondbacks.
Schulte the governor.
Schulte, because he did the exact same thing when he puked words.
Broadcast puking is the worst. And it happens more often in women's sports than men's for some reason. But it happens in men's, too. I just don't like it. So that had to be Beth Mowins, right? Or the other one. There's another one that does it, too. There's two of them
similar?
That are.
Yeah. I thought that was for sure Beth Mowins.
No. But I want to see Ellis after.
Ellis.
Yeah, there you go. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.